I'd like to re-echo the welcome that Murshid Hidayat gave to all of us, and to think how extraordinary it is that 100 years ago someone had this inspiration to come to the West to bring this universal message of love, harmony, and beauty beyond all restrictions. And I think about it often. You know, Hazra Nai Khan lived in a country where many different languages were spoke and where many different religions exist. You know, there's Hinduism, there's Buddhism, there's Jainism, there's Christianity, there's Baha'i. All of these coexist in harmony. And he left that land to come here. Because even in the country where they coexist, there's division. And he had the hope and the dream that in the new world, so to speak, there could be an openness, a freedom, a spiritual liberty beyond those restrictions of caste and creeds, because of course caste and creeds are very still, even though they've tried very much to revolutionize the thinking and the society, there's still this idea of caste and creeds in India. And so to move beyond that to a more universal message, he took it upon himself to come to a place he didn't know to bring this message. Extraordinary. And because of that, we're here together. And not only are we here together in this space, we're here together in this akasha, you might say. Because I understand we have people with us from Italy. Welcome, Amina and Peron. We have our friend that's from Siberia originally, Valentina Surya, who's in Barcelona, that's joined us. We have our friend Alima in Holland joining us. We have friends from the U.S. joining us from different parts of the U.S. We have from east to west coast. We have from California to, I'm not sure where Neshem is, I think, maybe North Carolina. Is she in North Carolina?
And Indiana.
So all points and in between. So it's quite an extraordinary phenomena. Oh, and we have our friends. We have two friends joining us from Ecuador. We welcome you. Thank you so much for joining us. So we have the east and the west, the worlds above and the worlds below, so to speak. Of the north and the south of the equator. How wonderful is that? And words are escape me at my own gratitude for this message and what it has brought to me. I'd like to say to the people online that we have a big dog here, so sometimes you'll hear me correcting him. His name's Leo. He's a very good participant. Sometimes he needs to be disciplined. And if we have the mailman come by, or mailwoman, whatever the case may be, you might hear a little disruption. But this is live from Kansas City. Okay. So let's take a few moments to reflect again on this message that has brought us here together. This message of liberty. The message of the heart, of the soul, of the spirit. with palms upward in a gesture receptive to that divine light, the divine message streaming through all the master saints and prophets, let us again say the Sufi invocation. Towards one, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. And feel your hands filling with that divine light, as if precious etheric golden coins filled with light are falling from the heavens above and filling your hands. And take this precious treasure and pour it upon yourself and through yourself, letting the blessings flow from above through your entire being and blessing the earth.